I guess we'll speak a little bit later about it, but there was some discussion about the possibility of changing the topic format, etc. So we'll spend the last 10 minutes, I guess, just getting over some ideas, and then I'll leave it up to Reb Chaim to figure out what Dalem wants. We're holding now, I'm going to start with a Nekuda in Perek Vav that we're holding, but I want to go up a little bit on it. He's dealing here with the Shaila of how is it that time and mitzvahs, and he framed it in a blot before, he framed it with a question of people ask, how can, by doing something gashmiistic, how can be kona something ruchniistic? That was the question that people framed. He had his issues with those people, with the philosophers, and he's going off the time and mitzvahs. I wanted to discuss it a little more by Richus in its own right, and a little bit with Inyana Diyayma. First of all, let's get a handle on the question. Everyone understands that you could earn your living schlepping mud, and with the money buy yourself spotless, sparkling clothing, and it's not a kasha. How could mud bring you to clean clothes? Not a kasha. If a person works very hard, he could be, I don't know, he could be chopping stone or wood, and that can earn him a great vacation. That's not something that is a real kasha if it was talking about a common phenomena. People do things which earn money, which get them whatever they want. Once it goes through money, it's got no, it's not got any type of relationship to what it was. What the question is a lot more significant is we don't look at mitzvahs as being just kind of chips that you cash in. It's a very childish view to understand that a mitzvah is something which we do something here, and then we get like a little bunch of notes, like prizes, like kids' prizes, a couple of Zubanim type stuff, and then you come to Olam Haba, and they look at the bag of stuff. It's obviously very childish, because Baruch Hu is Emes, Torah is Emes. This world is not a game, so obviously things themselves are worth something, and they have an inherent kinyan in Olam Haba. So if they have an inherent kinyan in Olam Haba, his question was, how can something that's physical be anything that's Shaykh Tolam Haba? So the question is not just, we can't understand how eating glatt kosher chicken can bring Tolam Haba. The question is, how does something that's Chaymer contain in itself that element? That was the question that they're asking, and that's the point he's going to address. I want to address it using a chazal that the Maral himself brings in an early parak that we learned, but I want to be misamic a little bit. It's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Maral brings it before. It's Daf Yud Ches. I'm going to read it a little bit. There was a very big tzaddik named Reb Chananya ben Tradya. Reb Chaim ben Tradya was one of Asaru Gemalchus. So it goes like this: Tana Rabbana, Kishacholah Reb Yosef ben Kisma. When Yosef Kisma got sick, Holach Reb Chanina ben Tradin Levakro. So Reb Chanina ben Tradin came to visit him. Amalo. So as soon as he saw him, he said, Chanina, I have some problems with you. Achi, Chanina Achi. Iyati Yadea Sh'uma Zumin HaShemayim Lichua. Don't you know that Rome is a very powerful nation? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them kings? Shechriva Espesei V'Sarfei Shechola V'Orgas Chasidav Avda Stuvav V'Adayni Kayemes. It was able, it destroyed Beis Hamikdash, killed out the tzaddikim, destroyed Kal Yisrael, and it's still around. I heard that you're sitting and teaching Torah openly. Hayitachon. Amalai, so told him in a Shemayim Yirachmu. Maybe she'll help. Amalai, hanim al-chadvan shal tam. I'm telling you things that make sense. Like, I don't understand something. I'm speaking very logical to you, and you're answering me with from talk. Tamani says, I would be shocked if lo yisifu oischav a sefer Torah beish, if they're not going to burn you and a sefer Torah together on fire. And that's what happened at the end. Amalai, so he said, Rebbe says, Mani l'chayolim hava. Tell me, do you think I'll get a chayolim hava? That's what it sounds like, the question. Amalai, so he says, well, I want to hear, klum ma'isa b'aliyotcha. Did you ever do anything good in your life? I mean, if halavai is chus like that, to be Marvitz Torah in that sakana, mainly if he would have told him it's an avera, he told him, man, Amalais, he says, no, Moos of Purim is Chalfi Moos of Tztaka. I once had Moos of Purim. I had money for Sudas Purim. So Shaila in Tushitas and Rashi, whether it was for himself and or for Aniyim. But we'll assume it means for himself. Moos of Purim is Chalfi Moos of Tztaka. V'chilaktim l'Aniyim. And I gave it away for Tztaka. So I had a Shaila. I know that I had a bag with mixed stuff. Some of the money was for Tztaka, some of the money was for Purim, didn't know which one, and I gave it all away to Aniyim. Amalei, they told him, Imkein mechelko yechelki megolche garali. Ah, says, Halavai, I should be that chelik. And then it continues with the Maisa that they burnt him, that the Chanaim and Tradian was captured by the Romans, and he was killed, and so on and so on. So even without the Akdama of what he was doing and where he's coming from, the Maisa itself also, I mean, it doesn't say how much money, it doesn't say as if there was a tremendous amount of money around. It wasn't like there was, you know, millions of dollars of this and that, and just put it all in one. It was more for Sudas Purim. So, $100, a few hundred dollars, okay, maybe didn't have that much money, but still, that's going to be, if what he was doing was wrong, then this is the kapara fit. I mean, basically, okay, it's a nice, in best case scenario, he gave another $300 to Tztaka, or his makbid on Yashar. Pelican mice. So the Maral says in the Perek before, he speaks about it a little bit in a few other places, in the Chiddush HaGadlus, and he says basically like this, and I'm going to use his nekuda. I'm going to expand on it. I'm not going to say exactly words he says, but I want to use the point he's making. I just want to explain and bring it out because it's not all that an easy point. Certainly, the question was not whether or not he is whether he's going to get a chelik in Gan Eden and Olam Haba. I mean, somebody who's Marvitz Torah, that wasn't the issue. There was a different issue. And the issue was, is he a Ben Olam Haba? And let's describe what exactly the Maisa was and why these two things. The two things that got mixed in together was Tztaka and Moos Purim. So the Maral says, Tztaka is something which has no olam haza to it, meaning as follows: an ani takes money for what he needs to survive. In other words, there's nothing there. People, we divide things, what we need and what we want. We need minimally X, and if we have minimally X, we have what we need. But nobody lives for having minimally X. People live for what they desire. You have the things that you need. So if a person lives in this world and the only thing you ever have is what you absolutely must have, nobody would feel that he would want to live for that. And there's the things you want to live for because you enjoy it, you like it, and so on and so forth. Moos Purim is unique in that it's a day that has nothing else associated with it as a day except for a Suda. Mishta and Simcha, it's very different than other Yom Tovim. So the Maral says to him, Moos Purim and Moos Tztaka was one and the same. There was no difference between the two. Even though Moos Purim is Purim Suda is completely something of this world, it's completely Gashmius, it still wasn't any different to him than Moos Tztaka. They got mixed up and it all went for Tztaka. I want to explain the point a little bit more. the difference between this world and Olam Haba is, because this world is physical, almost everything in this world is only a means for something else. So let's give an example. Yantiv was supposed to be besimcha. So to get a person to be besimcha, you need certain tools. You need certain aids. You need some certain facilitators. So drinking, eating, dressing nicely, singing, they're all there to facilitate your yontif. A person, Shabbos, everybody understands that Cholent is not the tachlis, it's there as a chetimtza for something else. So every mitzvah, the physical part of it is a stepping stone. And Ein Simcha Basa B'Yayin, and the Sugimah says, each one, Noshim B'Mayim Samchon is the Godim, Ektanim B'Mayim Samchon is the Goizim, and so on. Because Be'etzim, there's no realization of, in anything physical in this world, it's only viewed as Hechetimtza. The one exception is Purim. The Simcha, the Suda of Purim, is not a Hechetimtza, anything else. It's a day of Mishta. It's not the Mishnah Zechetimtza, and that's why the Moshel, in Yontiv, if a person is Anig with something else, if a person is Misanig with fasting, or says, Arima Misangim Ritzosom, they're running, at the end of the day, a Tainus Cholom is Mutan Shabbos, because the person will not have a Tainug unless he fasts. So he has to say a Tainus for his Tainus, but it's feasible. And nobody's, you're not, on Shabbos with it, but you're not Yoytzeh Simcha, it's not a Mishteh. Purim is a day when it's a Mishteh, it's pure Mishteh, and there's nothing associated with it. For those of you who've ever had a Purim Mishloz Yerushalayim, it's like a really strange day, because there's nothing associated. It's a day when you don't say Allah Nisim, you don't give Matan Sevyanis, you don't read the Megillah, you don't do almost anything. Shlachmanis is a Shailah. So basically, it's almost just a day of Suda, just a day of eating on a Purim Sholosh. So Purim has that Nekuda. The Pshat that is not that it's pure, that it's a day that's far away from Ruchnias, it's the other way around. Be'etzim, it's because we're living in a way that we fall short of what's right. We don't sense any Olam Haba in this world. There's nothing in this world that we sense that has an atzmius to it. That you can say, oh, this is an akud of emes. It's a chetimtza. It's all a place where we struggle and we try to get to some nekuda. And in Lavo, that's when you'll have emes. That's when you'll have tov. And you know, and that's our sense of things. Shabbos is a mei'ein olam haba. There's the element of the fact that there's shvisa, but again, the inyanim of the oneg of Shabbos is heichatim tzedik in a certain sense. It's godim and so on. Purim is soon as Purim, where Maal says the only thing, it's a thing that is totally the tachlis lies in itself without anything else. Shabbos it's betzim a day of shvisa. It's something beyond. Purim is unique in that way. There's no isim alocha. It's amazing. It really is as gashmis as you can get. The hair of it. So for us, almost nobody can deher in Purim the type of ruchnius that you deher in Shabbos. Halavai. Sometimes you wonder halavai would be on par with a weekday. But I'll go upon him. But it's not. It's very difficult. For the reason that you have to grab onto the simcha itself. In other words, it's you have to in the mishta itself. There has to be a sense that it's kedusha, and that for us is just about impossible. What we can do in this world is extrapolate. We can use things to bring us to a certain point. But the her now, it's lovely. In other words, we deher olam haben lasid lovo, and this is olam hazeh, and that's olam habo. Reb Chananya ben Tradian, what was the taina to him? I want a little bit understand the nekuda. Reb Chananya ben Tradian was a tzaddik, beyond tzaddik. He was one of the Asharu Gemalchus, and his whole metzias is tzaddik. It says what was his bikuach with his Rebbe? His bikuach with his Rebbe was, he told him, in this world it's the wrong anhaga. This world is given over to Edom at this point. Rome is, there's a musig in the Gemara of Russia Shasho Mesachek. It's like, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to start up with a Russia who's riding on a high. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has anhaga in this world. And there's a pasuk lechabi adavar zam, go hide yourself until the storm passes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world with a certain anhaga, and that anhaga in Golus is especially difficult. And Rishayim win, and they will win. And anyone who tries to stand out is not. And this is one of the very strong differences of opinion between Lamashal, where the Olam Yeshiva, Haredi world, I guess, was, versus the more strident people in terms of Zionism. The idea of standing up fearlessly, the idea of taking a Tanakh and saying, you know, Altira Yaakov is right in the Zman HaOvis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. The right anhaga today is, like he said, now is a time when the world is given over to Edom, and you survive by weaseling your way through different things, not by going head on. So his taino to him was, it's the wrong anhaga. It's an anhaga that's not shaykh to Olam Hazeh, and b'meila, that's why you're doing wrong. So he asked him, am I shaykh to Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba? He asked him, tell me a maisa that you did. Let me see if you, a ben Olam Haba doesn't mean will you get Olam Haba in this sense. It means, are you a maisim of that nature? And his answer was, he told him this maisa. This maisa meant for him, understand clearly something, for him, Sudas Purim and giving money to Aniyim was the same feeling. In other words, Neschalif Limos, Chazal not talking about the koyach of being mevata on $100. Somebody's making cheshba maisa money and he's not sure on $100, he says, what the heck, to the Aniyim. That's not what we're talking about. And when it says Neschalif Limos, maisa means, he couldn't tell the difference between the two. To him, giving tzedakah, the etzem tainug of tzedakah, for us, tzedakah is a chetimtza. You know what? If we're very crass, we say, you never know when you might need him. If you're a little more refined, you say, you know, there's another world where this dollar is worth a lot more in his hands than in your hands. That's as far as we can go. It was saying, mali hocha, mali hosa. Then it's chalfle mos, and it all became tzedakah meant that he really couldn't tell the difference. So the sense of this halfway mos, he told him, if that's where you're holding, that the tainug of tzedaka and the tainug of Sudas Purim is hainuach to you, then you are a ben olam haba. I want to follow through with two more pieces that it says here. It says when he was dying, his talmidim asked him, mo'ata roya. So he says, what do you see? Which place is interesting, ask the Kasha, how did they know he saw anything? They took him and a Sefer Torah and they burned them together. So he says, Omelen Gilyon Nisrofim V'Oisius Parchas. I see the parchment being destroyed and the letters floating. The letters floating means we don't have a musig. To us, there's no such thing as letters in this world without parchment. In other words, there's no hechetimtza for a water without a glass to hold it. And we only hold the glass. In the glass, there's water. The musig of oisius without klaf is something that is the darga of Chaim Ben Tradyan. So like, for us, maisa mitzvahs all hechetimtzadik. They are all things that we do A for B for C, and this is something that he didn't need parchment for the oisius. That was his dag. One more nekuda in the Gemara here. The Gemara says that what was the avera that he deserved to die for? So the Gemara says, Hoiges Hashem bois Yosef, that he used to say the Shem Hashem beforeish. So Chazal asked, how could he do it? It's asatak, it's a terrible avera. So he says, because the halacha is for teach talmidim, you're allowed to teach them. You have to, like many things, you're allowed to teach them magic and show them magic. Lahoyreis ul Islamid is mutter. So this was also something that was mutter. So the Gemara says, why was he nanash? The Gemara says he did it b'fahesia. Hoyge b'yisoysev, if you think about it, is the same. There's a lashon in the Zohar that Shem Hashem, no, Shem Elokim is a nartik. It's a cover for the Shem of Havaya, for the name of Yukevovke. Hoyge b'yisoysev means you're presenting it naked, so to speak. Hashem's name, we don't have shaykhs in this world, Hashem's name. We use a kinui of sorts. The name is one thing. The oisius are one thing. There's a yur and there's a hey, there's a vav and there's a hey. And the klaf, in other words, we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a handle. We have a name that we call with that serves as a platter for it, but it's not, that's not the goof. We don't ever touch, just like you don't touch the Sefer Torah with your hands. We don't have shaykhs to it. So then the Gemara says he was in a matzah when he was allowed to. So the Gemara says b'fahesia was wrong. This is an hugger that shaykh to Yechidah's school of Dafka and not shaykh to anyone else. So Hakoponim, I want to try to bring out the points, and I want to speak a little about Purim that context. Reb Chananya ben Trad, there are two dargas. Going back to the Maral's point, there really are two dargas in terms of this yachsus to mitzvahs, to this world and to the world to come. It's almost impossible for us to see anything in this world that is of an inherently of value. The famous line is that the Goyen cried before he died, and he took the tzitzis and said, "Where am I ever going to find a world where for a few pennies you have a pair of tzitzis?" What was the Goyen crying for? In other words, nothing that to us we would cry on leaving meant anything to him. He never ate, he never drank, he had minimal contact with his family, all the letters and the stories and this and that. So what's he leaving? I mean, there's nothing in Olam Haza that's worth leaving. The answer is yes. A pair of tzitzis is Olam Haba. And as a pair of tzitzis, it's the Olam Haba of a pair of tzitzis, this world is extraordinary. For us, Maisa Mitzvahs are really a step towards something. We put on tzitzis so that we remind ourselves about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remind ourselves about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the good things. We do good things, and Olam Haba HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward us, will give us the Tayyib, and so on and so forth. So Maisa Mitzvahs to us all are Hechetim Tzedek. The darga of being able to, so we're not b'nei Olam Haba, we have a chelek in Olam Haba. But when we walk around here, we're what Chazal called ben temusa. We are mortals. We are very much members of this world. I remember somebody once told me something. I might have said it once, but it's. I remember hearing it as a young boy, and it struck me then as strange. And somebody who was a ben Torah, a fine person, he was actually, when I spoke to him that time, he worked very hard, and his oldest daughter was getting married, and he told me he's very happy. His son-in-law was about two, but you're talking about the 60s, I don't know if they existed, but obviously there must have been already some, and he was a physicist and that, and he said he had a little bit of money saved up for his daughter, and he wanted to give it to them. and his daughter and his son-in-law, and he wanted, so he said, my son-in-law said he really always dreamt of sitting 2 years and learning, and maybe he'd use this money and go to Israel and learn for 2 years. And so he said, you know, it's a really wonderful idea, it's really something special, but you know, the 2 years come and 2 years go, and it's over. He said, I really thought they should buy a good bedroom set with it, because that lasts. That's, you know, it's a darshan. This person was an Elohid, and there's a Shaykhid, it's a fine person, but you know what? On a moment when you're caught off guard, this lasts. The shiur is going to be over in a few minutes. The table here is a darshan mamish. That's because we are b'nei olam hazeh. That's our mitzvah. We're not b'nei olam haba. He asked him, Rav Chaim Tzadi did something for a person who is olam, who's olam hazadik, then we did was usher. Then you, the anhaga that you're doing is hefach the anhaga that Shabbos leading olam hazad. To which he asked him, so tell me, what do you think? And he said, let me hear who you are. And he told him. So he said, if for you there's no difference between ma'os of Purim and Mo'os of Stoka, then you are Ben Olam Haba, and that's why what he saw as he was dying was a Matthias of Isis Paras Ba'ava in this world. It's also, there are also Isis that exist without the Gvil, and it was a Bechadim B'Shas Tirase, but that was the Matthias. I want to add we have a crude understanding sometimes of Purim, Adala Yoda, and the guy in Shachar speaks about where there's Das, there's no Nekama, and Nekama there's no Das, and so on. So we understand it somehow as a Pchisus to Tzuras Adam. So Purim is a day when we act as if we don't have Das, and that's that. It's the other way around. The Bria of Das is needed to link something for something. Let's explain this point. An animal, a simple animal, reacts to stimuli. So it's walking or crawling or swimming, whatever it's doing. It's hot here, it veers away. It's cold here, it veers away. It's pleasant here, it keeps going. It takes, ingests, feels, taps, touches something pleasant, keeps going on. Unpleasant, doesn't do it. That's every Baal Chai is like that. And it's just a question of how sophisticated maybe a mammal can sense danger or something like that. But by and large, it is direct. It direct response to whatever stimulus it has. The idea to do something for something is das. So we say to ourselves, yes, this thing smells good, tastes good, but I'm going to regret in a day, in a week, in a month, in a year from now that I'm eating it. So I won't eat it. The tchuna of das, it's always spoken about das as a chibur. Das is a chibur of events. A bar das is able to take data and create a continuum that links A with B with C. That's what das is, that's what chachma is. And that's the biggest mile of Adam over all Baal Chayim. It's what makes us ruchniestika people, in an associate way. We're capable of planning our lives towards Allah said Lavo of Ruchnis, which definitely puts us way ahead of every other Baal Chai. But the ultimate is that even when a person's das is there, but the person's tainug itself is Ruchnis. In other words, not that my delayed. So you take a kid who's willing to sit on a Mat Shabbos for an hour learning, because afterwards you get pizza, whatever it is. So it takes, it's a madrega. Some kids won't do it for that, but there'll be a kid that will do it, or an older kid will do it because there'll be chelk mom habafrit. That's a step, kind of a step forward. But the ultimate, the Patetzan Olam Hazadika, the Her, that the Tainug is laying outside there, and this is a Chatim Tzifrit. The ability, the trying to find the Makom, that we're Mis'anig Al, whatever it is now, is an extraordinary moment of Kshivas. It's an extraordinary moment, an extraordinary elevated moment. And that's where Sudas Purim comes in. Sudas Purim, it's done in a way, it's given to us in a way that we're meant to deher the Simcha Shal Mitzvah in the Etzem Shtia, not because it's going to enhance something else, but because it's possible. There's a certain nekuda that's possible to have that. It's something where, unfortunately, you fall short. You're left, you know, you kind of fall flat in your face. Some people without das, they don't function well, and they don't, they fall a target. But the yoifi of it is that when a person does have that darga, when a person is b'lid das, he's able to feel the oineg shaboy. And that's a nekuda. That's a loss of love in nekuda. There's a chassidish of art. It's been vandalized a little bit by people that are hitchel and mali. But it says that in the pasuk it says that, you know, Achashverosh was angry at Vashti. It says that he had told her to come to Amalek. V'hi loy ba'a. So they say v'hi loy ba'a. The time has yet not come to be misgala without levushim. But the kuda of the vart is for us a naked trying to grab ruchnius head on is wrong. Being hoyge shem bas yosef is something which is it's not shaykh. It's not something that. We bring it down by trying to do that because we're not holding there. And for us, we need levushim. Everything has to come with a sort of a handle, a platter, a handle, whatever it is, and that's how we come to it. If Purim is a gilui, it's because it's the seif kolanisim that is nitli kosev. It's the chsima. It has in itself many nekudas of a tam. Of the Achris Hayomim, it's for many inyanim, not least that this was the last inyan that could be recorded in Kisra Kodesh. So it's just called Seif Kol Anisim. It will carry in itself some of the flavor of Lasid Lavi, and the flavor of Lasid Lavi is the Lishma. Lishma means. The Rambam says, we saw it, the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayos in Makis, that if you do one mitzvah lishma, we just learned the Pika Hilman Torah mitzvahs in the last perek, that if you do a mitzvah lishma, you're zeicht olam haba. He says it doesn't mean olam haba in the sense of schar vonish, because anytime you do a mitzvah, as long as the mitzvah is done decently, you get schar, that's that. What he means is the tam of olam haba's lishma means where the things are good within itself. My tachlis lies in the thing itself, not hechetim tzedik. And that's called the shema. The shema means, so a person gives himself, Chazal gave us a possibility of a day when we're able of doing things from a different vantage point. I would suggest, I guess just throw out something. You know, Purim is a day when people tear you up alive with tzedakah. You know, the people coming around and Sinus Lion, it's in every place, and you know, and people coming. It's very hot. Nobody likes to be disturbed constantly, all day, every day, any day, every Sunday. Every davening, whatever it is. And, you know, it's natural, and we do it because, listen, we ought to do it, we should do it, it's right to do it, it's fine. Shalei Lishma is a tremendous thing. We should stick to Shalei Lishma. But you know what? it's a day when you could say, this is me, I'm here to give, and you know, it's trying to get a sense of this is the emes, and whatever the time, trying to daven, to lose yourself in davening a little bit. In other words, we always daven for, we're davening for a chayla, we're davening for parnasa, we're davening for someone else, we're always davening for something. But the davening itself is a chibur, is a kesha. I don't want to carry it lishma is such a high dagger, but Chazal gave us this. Chazal gave us a matana of a day when we can function without das. It means it's possible to feel like a yid without das. And the only way it's possible to feel like a yid without das is if we can connect to the thing itself. And maybe the small time we set aside for learning on Purim, to learn, to lose ourselves in learning and just, you know, forget about everything else. Those are that's an avodah of the day. The reason why our das is being lifted for a day is to give us a chance to be able to connect to that spark, and that most stock and most poor and become one and the same for us. There are oases floating around. We normally need gvil, and we need something to write it. If you want to use imagination a little bit, Purim. I mean, Esther wanted to write it, and Chazal didn't want to make it Kisvat Kodesh. Purim was a pchina voices perchas da'aveh. It was the story was waiting for klaf to put it on. It was be'etzem shayach to ksav. It wasn't Tereshu Bal Peh, and Chazal hadn't provided klaf yet. If you hear the richness of Chazal's hagdaras and so on, al kapanim, we should be zeicher to that nekuda. Those nekudas, they're rare nekudas. It's a once in a year nekuda, but it's something that serves us. It's a sparkle. It's a moment of exceptional hours that serves us. I want to spend now a few minutes, I guess, discussing. As Kraus had mentioned, the possibility of changing.
Can you elaborate a little bit on how das interrupts the ability to?
Because das always creates there's a beautiful targum by Yosef and his brothers. It says Vayisnakru Elov. Vayisnakru Elov. He made himself strange to them. The Targum says he thought what to say. I don't remember the exact lesson, but that's what it means. He thought what to say. When I speak to somebody that I'm very comfortable with and I can express myself, I don't think about what I'm saying, I talk. When I'm talking with someone else, with somebody I'm going to do business with, let's say, or whatever it is, I think, well, does you want to hear about this? Maybe I shouldn't mention this. Maybe I should rephrase it. Das is the ability to connect different things, and not the enjoyment of the moment, but it's a plan for something. That's what every das is. I'm doing this here. I know it's tough to give money, but you know it makes a person a better person, and Olam Haba will all be tov, and so on and so forth. So the das connects the grumpy me with the person I want to be, and so on. The person goes to school to study something, really doesn't care, doesn't enjoy. But you know what? Unless you want to live with pizza for the rest of your life, do this. You know, apply yourself, get good grades, and then you'll be able to go out and do this and that. So das is always that connection. For the things that I enjoy itself, das serves no purpose in it. I don't have anything in particular. The real question is, I guess, what types of things to learn. There is obviously the disadvantages. He points out two or three disadvantages of learning the limit we're learning. First of all is that at this rate, it'll take a few years to finish. I mean, that's putting it charitably. We're learning 2 years. We did six prokim. At that rate, Beis Hashem will have a richos yamim. But it's not a sense of finishing the sefer. We learn in the yeshiva best once a week. There are chayim on Pirkei Avos. We're just about finished after 18 years. I told the bachum we're going to do a quick chazar and then we'll work on another sefer afterwards. But so it does take time. That's a sense people like to go. The fact that there is a fair amount of space between different times, so that's also going to be that's an issue. It also depends, I guess, the to'elos of the limud. He also pointed out another issue that people felt even after the shir, going back and looking at the morale, people still couldn't sort of make out the Indian in the words. It was, it, it, I guess we want to sort of sketch out what are we looking to learn. Let me just say, I think it is important to stick to some text material, even if we're going to learn different things, different suggestions given. I very much like learning a text because at the end of the day, it helps you solidify. It helps keep me honest also. I mean, what I say is wonderful, but what it says is Torah, and it's Emes. So I think it's much better, much healthier to have some sort of point of reference. We can learn different things. And one suggestion was to make sort of a big list of questions on Inyanim, Vemun and Ashkafa, and to learn things inside in some sort of structured order. That's a possibility. We could take a sefer that's shorter and simpler. We could take something like Derech Hashem, which is short, and so that's one advantage. And there's a sense of moving, and it has an advantage that the text is mute. It's not a lot of text, so there can be more room to expand. I'm open for different. I mean, let's put it this way: I the time frame is going to be the same. Learning, having some text, even if we deal with different questions and things, I would like not to look at different things each time. The Maila, in my mind, it's a different halakim of Torah. There's something to be said about learning Yom Vemuna. And there's something, for me personally, the Maral is a sefer that opened up a world of greatness that, people, Emunas and Dveikus is not built only by answering the kashas. It's giving you something that you feel a certain tshuka to, a certain panemius to. And to me personally, the Maral was a sefer like that. There are Chassidus from, there's a Tzaddik, it's smaller pieces, very rich, but it's the problem with the sefer like a Tzaddik is it's very random. I mean, even the Sfarim that supposedly have a topic don't usually. And it's also, Rav Tzaddik is very late, he was a giant in his right, and he's very, very, opens up a lot of worlds, but Rav Tzaddik is late. I mean, so the chshivas of learning something earlier has itself a certain, I'm open, discuss it with Rav Chaim. I'm open to many suggestions, and I guess whatever the Olam solidifies at Rav Chaim, I'm game to do. But the two things that you bear in mind, A, to sort of point what the tachlis will be, and two, it will be spaced out, so it has to be something where even if there's a gap, and we don't have much more than 45 minutes each time, so even if there's a gap and so on, we can still do something meaningful. And I guess I will try to do some text. Yes.
What is the
Shmoneh Pesachim Rambam? So Shmoneh Pesachim deals with a few different topics, each one important. B'chol, one of the possibilities to learn the Rambam's Sfarim. So Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah I've done a few times with different chaburis. I'm game to do it again, but I've done it a few times. The Rambam has a few other important Shmoneh Pesachim. Is an important sefer. Ikrim in Chelek is an important sefer. In other words, in his beginning, his akdama to Chelek, he goes through Yud-Gimel Ikrim. That's really where it comes from. Yud-Gimel Ikrim comes out sefer. So that's the second akdama. He has akdama in the beginning of Mishnayos, which deals with Mesoros HaTorah, Nevuah, and things like that. So there's three akdamas. And there are a few igris of his that are famous. Igeres Taman, Igeres Kiddush Hashem. That's another possibility. The Rambam is the Rambam, and therefore learning his inyanim is very chashiv. That's a possibility. We could go through a few of those things. Shmoneh Pesachim, it's hard to say. It's called Shmoneh Pesachim because it's eight prokim. He deals with three, four, five important, very important inyanim in it. The chshivas of a tzaddik gomer versus a baal tshuva, the division. The what he calls the mesech between a person and his tfisa in Shechina. He deals with a little bit the issues of Yediyah and Bechira. Those are in Yonim that he deals with in Shmoneh Pesachim. It would be hard to put a label. I think he feels these are necessary akdamas of Bechira, obviously, that he'll discuss later. It is a chashu sefer, it's a pot sefer. Yes?
I'm going to bring it up now.
Okay.
I just I know that the Rambam himself says when he said that you know that he has Emuna in the case of Mashiach in Mechake.
Right.
The Yafayim. I don't feel that I ever have struck him. Like, what are the Milos of Mashiach? What are the Shitas Rishonim?
Right.
And that, and the Taklis is there's Minyan to be Mechake. And to Mechake, I'm not, you know,
that's one specific, you know, again, in a framework of Yigal Ikrim, I think it makes sense. You know, I don't know, somehow just Shirim on Mashiach, I might either lose a job or pick up a job. I'm not sure which one, but it's true, but so is many other Ikrim. I think there was a story where, because one of Yeshivish jokes that a boy was going out with a girl from a more modern background, and you know, she was asking him, is there a Talmid Chachamim? And he said, no, the main thing is, he says, you know, no more, no less, but Shtark Hashkafe is very important. And she asked him, well, what do you mean Shtark Hashkafe? He said, you give him Ikrim. And she said, well, what are they? And that was the end of the Shidduch. You know, we don't know. You know, if we talk about Yigim Ikrim, most people are not familiar with what Yigim Ikrim are, and those that were Zochot to have Nagunim made out of them, most people are familiar with. The other ones are not. I would say discuss it with Reb Chaim, and whatever, you know, whatever he's I'm game for a different. Okay, good. So a fun Purim, an uplifting Purim, Mr. Shem, and what?